You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Monroe Street Library is back open. The storms over the weekend caused a water main break there. It was closed Monday and Tuesday for repairs. It's now open again to patrons. Meanwhile, people in the Milwaukee area have spent all week dealing with the flooding aftermath, whether it's at their local river or in their own basements. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Every community impacted is doing things a little differently when it comes to helping clear away flood-damaged items. Most have drop-off sites with increased hours of operations. The city of Milwaukee is among those helping with the drop-off. They're also assisting with the pickup.
In addition to the drop-off centers, the special curbside bulk pickup is ongoing throughout the city. If you place bulk items at your regular garbage collection point, we will be able to pick those up. We understand there are some stuff that has been out there for 2 days already. We are trying to prioritize the city in the hardest hit areas. I've had many conversations with our elected officials on folks that are adjacent to waterways that have extreme damage. We're talking about hundreds of homes and stretches. We're trying to focus on those areas first.
Gerald Krushke heads up the Milwaukee Department of Public Works. He said during a press conference that they're trying to move people quickly through their drop-off site.
We've seen that the public is really interested, we're deciding to extend our drop-off center hours until 6 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We generally close at 3, but we're trying to give those folks who work first shift an opportunity to access our drop-off centers. To give them a little more flexibility, so it's an extra 3 hours every day.
Leaders everywhere say it's important to report damage to properly assess the situation for recovery efforts. You can do that by calling 211.
Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency, so now the federal government may step in. The Trump administration has canceled funding for a project to track down racial covenants in housing deeds. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports cutting off money for diversity research has meant two UW-Milwaukee professors are losing their grants. They were mapping out deeds in the Milwaukee area that still carry illegal race-based covenants, basically saying people of color can't buy that property. The researchers say they'll find other funding sources to continue that work. Now, these covenants are still attached to deeds here in Dane County, too. The county is holding workshops throughout the year where homeowners can file paperwork to have the racist language removed. And today it's official. High school competition can officially begin. Jimmy Cuscut details who can start playing when.
Believe it or not, high school sports are back this month. The first sport that can hold competition is girls' golf, with its earliest event date on August 14th. Girls' tennis can hold its first meets on August 16th, and girls' swimming and diving can begin competitions on August 20th. Wisconsin's most participated in high school sport, football, can begin play on August 21st. The remaining fall sports, cross-country, volleyball, and boys' soccer, can begin competitions on August 26th. Fall sports championships begin in October and finish the week before Thanksgiving.
Madison teams aren't wasting any time. West and Memorial High Schools have scrimmages today at Odana Hills. And Hippie Christmas is here. Tomorrow is when lots of leases switch over in most student housing units downtown. Students moving leave things at the curb and others go treasure hunting. The Madison Streets Division is doing extra collection in those areas right now. And they've got to be busy. News director Shally Pittman went searching to take a photo of furniture out at the curb for the web version of this story, and it took her a while to even find any. The Streets Division will be doing extra pickup through next Friday, the 22nd. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is, like, on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad, for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Vittoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Vittoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called A Tell-All. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and even warmer with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.